This week, we're talking about the imperfect family, and today, specifically, about favoritism. So, who's the favorite in your house? Is it you? When I was growing up, I was blessed to grow up in a house with very little perceived favoritism from my mom and dad to any individual child. Even if I would try to convince my mom to say that I was her favorite, she would just kiss me on the forehead and say, "You are my favorite David George Scharf." Okay, I guess I'll take it. But even in my house, it was impossible for my parents to avoid all perception of favoritism. If my siblings are watching this, we know who the charmed child is. I'm not going to say the name. But for the parents watching this, I guess I'd encourage you to ask yourselves, how are you doing in this area? Do you unintentionally show favoritism to one child over another? I mean, the tough thing is that each child we need to treat as an individual, and it's difficult for a child to understand that different treatment doesn't necessarily mean favoritism. But you know what? Sometimes it is favoritism, even if we don't like to look at it in those terms. Yesterday, we saw how Jacob had deceived his father Isaac and stole the birthright blessing. Well, eventually, in time, Jacob was blessed with a huge family. He had 12 sons, but he doted on the 11th son because that 11th son, Joseph, was the firstborn son of his favorite wife, Rachel. Are you seeing a little problem with Jacob's personality? So when Joseph was about 17 years old, Jacob decided to buy him a richly ornamented robe, the kind that foremen would wear. In other words, his father was saying, you're no longer going to be a grunt worker in the field. You're going to be in charge. Now, none of his other brothers received a robe like that. How do you think that made them feel? Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the green-headed monster of envy. But for today, how do we avoid giving the impression of favoritism to people? Well, how did our Savior? Jesus came into this world looking for someone. He was looking to call to himself the rich person as well as the poor. He was looking to correct the self-righteous Pharisee as well as the common sinner. And do you see what I'm getting at? Jesus came looking just for the world, and therefore just for you. And what Jesus did for you by dying on the cross, he did not just for you, but also for the world. And so every person in our lives is individually special to God. Yes, you are special to God, and taking nothing away from that relationship, we also understand that each person is precious in God's sight. And so treat every person in your life, especially parents to children, as the special object of your love, and people will not think that you play favorites. Instead, they'll know that you love them as much as they can be loved. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me as well as the whole world. Teach me through that all-encompassing love to reflect that in my relationships with others. Amen.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. We would love it if you would leave a review of this podcast. With just a few moments of your time, you could help us spread the message of Jesus. And besides, what else are you going to do? Check your phone again? Scroll through Instagram again? Binge something on Netflix? Okay, I'll stop guilting and shaming you. But we'd be so grateful for your review so that more people can hear about the grace of our Savior Jesus. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.